The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
This is Victoria Porter. I am a licensed clinical social worker, and you're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies to help you stay healthy, Hot Springs. Okay, so today we have in the studio, today with me is Karen Reeves from The Yoga Place. Welcome, Karen. Tell me a little, or tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I am a relatively new transplant to Hot Springs.
Okay.
Moved here in 2006 and knew something different needed to happen in my life. I'd started practicing yoga, and I was already in my 50s at the time when I started practicing yoga, and wondered then, why did I wait for so long?
You know, I love that.
Timing is everything, and that's not just cliche. I practiced for a while. The studio where I was going closed. I heard about a teacher training, and I thought, I don't know if I want to do that or not. I don't know if I want to teach, but I do know I want to learn more about this practice.
Wonderful.
I was in the midst of some changes in my later in life years. I have two grown-up sons. Mm-hmm. They have lovely wives who I think of as my bonus daughters, and I have five grandchildren. You can't see it because it's a podcast, but I have a special necklace around my neck.
It's
as
beautiful.
My grandkids.
Yes.
And so, you know, life changes. I wasn't needed as a mom all the time anymore, and the doors just started opening for me to start teaching yoga. So I taught, and I still do, in various locations all over town. But and then 2013, we're coming up on our 9-year anniversary for the studio. Had a chance to, you know, open my own studio. So then kind of the rest is history. I love the practice of yoga.
So tell us a little about the practice of yoga. I know I'm a believer in yoga as well. Whenever we talk about being healthier, I would imagine that yoga, especially as we're getting older with our flexibility, our balance, but it's something that doesn't matter what age you are, yoga is good for you, correct?
Exactly. I actually teach, right now I do not, but in my history of teaching, which is coming up on 11 years now, I have taught yoga for prenatal, yoga with moms with infants.
Oh, wow.
They're getting back into their practice, and some of their strength building is holding their babies, bonding with their babies. Mm-hmm. I teach toddler yoga, children's yoga, and then end-of-life yoga and everything in between. And you mentioned as we age, the flexibility and balance. That is absolutely true. And I think that's really true for anyone, not just really aging. Balance is not easy for anybody.
True.
When we try to hold a tree pose, it doesn't matter if it's a child or people my age and older. And flexibility. I mean, people that are really strong athletes. This is a little story that when my partner at the time and I were trying to get business in the studio, we would stand out on the deck watching the runners go down Whittington Avenue. We have a great runners community here. And would say, come on in and do some yoga. And they'd say, oh, we don't need yoga, we run. Absolutely. So they're super strong, but super tight and inflexible. And I've done yoga for runners. So 6 weeks and they go, oh man, I can move my hamstrings. I can stretch now. So yes, it's really good for every age and stage. Everybody can do yoga on some level.
So tell me, someone who might be a little bit apprehensive about coming to their first yoga class, do you have some pointers for them?
Yeah, I do, because it's hard. The first time, maybe not the first time you do everything, but anything new that's maybe going to be life-changing, you have a little hesitancy, a little anxiety about that. And that's, yoga helps release anxiety. I hear from a lot of people, I can't do yoga because I'm so inflexible. And my smart aleck answer back is that, do you not go to school? Did you not go to school because you couldn't read? That's why you come to yoga, to become more flexible. And so it's really helpful to come in with a buddy sometimes. You know, there's security in numbers. Make that yoga date with somebody and come on in. The first time is always challenging because you just don't know what to expect. And people think that I'm going to be in a class with people who've been practicing yoga. And we say practicing because none of us will ever perfect yoga. We're always practicing.
That's wonderful.
For years, maybe. And so they're going to know everything. And I find that my body is different every day. It's challenging sometimes to do something that was really easy yesterday. We, at our studio, we give a lot of verbal cues and a lot of demonstration. We don't get to walk the room anymore and touch like we did before COVID,
right.
But we still help people with our cues, the directions to get into the pose, so that everybody, no matter if you've been doing this forever or this is your first time, I'm going to find something that's right for me. We really try to calm. It's a very soothing, serene place when you walk in the doors, and the community there is just so welcoming. They love somebody new coming in because they realize I had a first time.
Right.
And I know how much better I feel. And we're so glad you're here because it's been life-changing for me on every aspect of the health spectrum, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all.
I know we talk about COVID and lots of things stopped during that time. So everything's back in person with you.
Correct.
I believe we were talking about the cancer group that you have. And I think specifically whenever we think about COVID and groups that are starting back, and I just love this idea of having this group just for cancer patients, correct? So let's talk a little bit about that class in particular.
Yes. This started in about 2013, my friend, especially closer friend now, Stacy Webb Pierce, is the executive director and founder, co-founder with her dad, Dr. Tim Webb, who is an oncologist here in town, a nonprofit called Our Promise Cancer Resources. And they provide services that cancer people need. Sometimes it's a gas card. They don't have the money for gas to get to their treatment. A wig or whatever it is. And so she started a 3-month program for cancer patients at Genesis Cancer Center in the little aside room where we could just go and have our privacy in there. And she realized then how phenomenal it was. And at the same time, I was learning about a training, a very intensive 7-day, 8 hours a day training for specifically for people who have cancer at Duke University. The integrative medicine aspect of the Duke University Medical Center, and it was a very costly thing, and I was struggling with finances, newly divorced, and so I just wanted to go so badly. It took me a little while to do that, but I went to that training, and then Stacy said, let's move this class to your studio, because it's not a real settling place to go into the cancer center. You're going in there for a treatment, for a diagnosis, for test reports, and maybe bad news. It's not a calming situation there.
Right.
And the studio is very serene, an old church, stained glass windows. So we started it up, and it's completely free to anyone who has cancer currently, a cancer survivor, and their a caregiver.
Oh, wow.
Because it's very stressful for the caregivers too. Sometimes, and what I hear is even more so, the cancer patient has sometimes made a real peace with what's happening, especially if it's an end-of-life diagnosis. It's really hard for the person that's caring for them to watch that. So we moved it down there, and it's completely free. Thank you to Our Promise Cancer Resources Foundation. So they come in once a week, twice a week, for an hour, and we sit in a chair and practice yoga.
Oh, wow. Okay. Could a caregiver come without the patient?
Absolutely. And that has happened a lot. And we kind of started this conversation with before COVID. This started before COVID, and we would have a room full of people.
Okay.
And when we closed down in March of 2020, like everybody did, and like so many things did, we went completely virtual. So I'm sitting in my chair in front of the video camera, and I had some people join me. It's really hard to do it virtually. I can't see them.
Oh, right.
And I'm not sure they're doing it safely. I'm not sure if they're even out there. And for some of the patients who are older, hearing is an issue.
Sure,
so
yeah.
it was a struggle. And when we reopened, we opened with all the protocols that everybody did, you know,
right.
Wear the mask, do the distancing, sanitizer everywhere, and don't touch anybody.
Yeah.
And they've just been the population that's been a little slower to come back. The studio as a whole is bouncing back pretty well, not
right.
like we were before.
Right.
But that's a population where they're a little, you know, already immune compromised or
sure.
whatever. But sometimes the caregivers do come on in because they still have the stresses.
Right. I love the fact that it's this feeling of everyone here in this group understands what I'm going through.
That is
right?
one of the things right there. That is one of the benefits. Several years ago, I had some emails from some of the students. They're not patients. I want to always make clear I am not a therapist nor a physician. I'm a yoga instructor who has
right.
been trained to work with. And so for a while this was called yoga as cancer therapy, but we changed that name because there is
yeah.
another level of instruction that you can get that is a yoga therapist, and that's
right.
on my bucket list to do someday, I hope. But the question was
That everyone in the group understands
exactly.
I'm not alone
yes.
in my struggles.
Yes. And that is one of the huge benefits. One of the other benefits is just that coming in to let my mind do something besides think about cancer.
Okay.
And for the we really have more survivors and caregivers coming in than patients, because sometimes the patient is too sick to come in.
Tell me about the time frame. That's interesting because as soon as you get a diagnosis,
absolutely.
You can start this yoga program.
There's no ending, and there's not you've been a cancer survivor for 10 years now, so you're done. We don't ask for any paperwork that says I have cancer or
right.
that I am a survivor. You just come.
Okay.
You can usually see in their faces for sure.
I'm sure.
And the thing about the survivors is that it's always in the back of your mind. It's going to come back.
Right.
Any new ache or pain or unusual spot, it must be the cancer back again.
Okay.
And it does. I mean, I have some students who have had multiple diagnoses since we've been doing this for 8 or 9 years now.
Sure. It sounds like it's a good thing for anxiety. I would
for
think
sure.
that, yeah, that's kind of the anxiety of what's happening to my body.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we talk about yoga, is it describe that. Is it? Would you describe it as getting in touch with your body?
Totally.
As a person who loves it as much as you obviously do,
mm-hmm.
Can you speak to that a little bit about the benefits of yoga?
Yes, the benefits. And you mentioned a couple earlier on in our conversation, the flexibility and the balance. And another one, if you wanted to talk the big three of the physical aspect, the flexibility, the balance, and the strength building.
Okay.
And that's physical. It's also mental, emotional. We need to balance out things that are within us or our lifestyles.
Right.
Flexible with, I'm pretty type A, and I really am. I'm learning to be a better go with the flow person, you
okay.
know. So I'm more flexible with the way I think I want things to go, and they don't always, or the things I don't have control over.
And especially as a cancer patient,
for
right?
sure, for
yes.
sure, absolutely
and
no
their
control.
Caregivers. Yeah.
And then those are some of the major physical aspects of the benefits, but there are so many more. I mean, you know, medically proven things like lowering blood pressure, your respiratory system, really mm-hmm. all your systems are healthier. The releasing of endorphins, which we know is true of any physical activity. That's why runners run. You know, they like
right,
that rush.
Right, right.
They feel better. But with yoga, you get that release of endorphins after the physical workout, but then you know how to get them back in later. Calming the anxiety. You're driving along and you're realizing you're late. I'm late.
Mm.
Always running late. And so you're gripping the wheel and you're all hunched over and you're in terrible posture.
And your jaw may be clenched.
And your jaw is clenched,
right.
and your tongue is pressed up. And then you remember, and your face, you know, you can see anxiety in people's faces
absolutely.
All the time. So you go, you sit back, and you go, Karen, what do I have to gain by sitting like this? I'm not going to get there any faster. If I'm late, I'm late. I accept that. I don't lean my car seat back. I have it sitting upright. Good posture is so
mm-hmm.
important throughout all of our daily activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just stop and breathe. And I just remember to breathe slower, deeper inhales, exhale it out completely, and all of a sudden, whew, there you go.
And the breathing is a large aspect of of the yoga practice.
Very good. And it's great for those cancer patients as they're sitting in the waiting room, waiting for the diagnosis. Pain helps with pain management because one of the things we learned in the training at Duke was to treat it like the waves of the ocean. They ebb and flow. They don't stay. It's not constant. The breath is that way, too. The breath ebbs and flows. Yeah. Pain does, too. Pain can be pretty constant, but you learn to breathe through it. Like in childbirth when Lamaze was so, you know, the thing back when I was a young mom.
And I know in my practice, being a therapist, we talk a lot about box breathing.
Yes, I love that breath. We do that one a lot. We do the three-part breath, which is in your mind, dividing your lungs into three layers, the low belly, pelvic belly. And I always, in new classes, tell people, we know the belly doesn't really breathe, you know, the lungs breathe. Right. But you get the feeling of just taking that breath deeper into the diaphragmatic breath. And then it rises up, part two, to expand the rib cage, finally comes up into the chest, the three parts. And then you exhale from the chest and the ribs and the belly.
I love the visual,
Visuals are good. And we, you know, touch ourselves as we do it. And you just take the breath deeper and slower, and it's very calming. And it can help you sleep better, too.
Yeah, I would think that it's just whenever we talk about this holistic mind, body, health experience, right?
Yes.
And for me personally, I'm just really excited that this is kind of partnering with the medical part.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And it took a while, even as, I mean, yoga's ancient, you know, relatively new in our country. But it was still looked at a lot, even when I started practicing in 2006, as kind of, whatever, hocus pocus, you know, it's not really real. There are no real health benefits. People like the scientific evidence. And there I have a whole, many articles from journals, you know, medically researched studies that, yes, it really does help. And it's amazing the difference now in how many physicians, therapists, you know, MDs, general practitioners, oncologists are sending their patients to us to be our students because they know. They know.
That's wonderful. This mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, food and everything.
You're just more mindful of everything. Yeah. And that's why, you know, a lot of people think, oh, you have to be a vegetarian or vegan. And you don't. But you kind of just become more aware of what you're eating, more mindful. And
how it makes you feel.
Yes. And if I'm taking care of this vessel, this one-time body that I have, and I'm working it out, because yoga can be anything from just calm breathing to an aerobic workout.
Okay.
There's so many different styles of yoga. So if I'm taking care of this vessel physically, don't I want to be more mindful of what I put in it? You know, and I do, and I want to eat healthier foods and more produce and less sugars, and I do love my dessert, but I'm mindful. Not every day.
Right.
It's a treat.
And I know you were talking about these kind of different levels of yoga, and I'm thinking of perhaps, let's maybe think of this as two different, like a beginner, and then this particular cancer class that we have. But as a beginner, I'm guessing there is a beginning level that you would feel more comfortable coming to a class that you
have. We actually offer about 8 times a year a 4-week series of beginner yoga that people can sign up for. We limit it to a very small population, so it's taught workshop style where the students are free and encouraged to stop the instructor and ask a question. Because in a class that you come to, you don't want to interrupt the person's zen, the quieting, you know, you don't want to just, hello, I'm over here, can you help me? You know, it's not like that. And so the beginners, it's great. You know, it just breaks down the poses, teaches modifications. If it hurts my knee to do this, then I can do this instead.
So you can come even if you have back issues, knee issues.
Absolutely.
Yoga can help with those. And you can teach people to do a modified poses.
Something different. And sometimes that something different may be if we're doing a fast flow and you didn't realize you were coming into a fast class, stand up in mountain pose, which is just a standing good posture pose, breathing deeply, engaging, you're getting stronger. teaching patience, perseverance. I can do this for one more breath. I mean, there's always something you can do. And the instructors, I have wonderful instructors on my staff, and there are many other great instructors in the city of Hot Springs and all over now. I just have friends all over who are great instructors, but they know how to help you with that. But I tell my students, I teach at the college too, beginning yoga, I am the worst mind reader ever. If you tell me, I can help you, I can understand, but don't expect me just to know. Don't be there in suffering and pain and silence. Right. Don't do that.
Which is a great just general lesson. How can you expect anyone to know what you need?
If you don't tell them.
Right. If you need help, we need to know that you need help.
In every aspect, really. And especially over the past 2 years that we're all trying to get through. You know, people are suffering on so many levels right now. And yoga is what we need the most and couldn't do in a great way for so long because of being isolated.
Whenever we think about this cancer group that you have, you said that that's happens in chairs, correct?
Yes.
So at whatever level you are at, you would feel comfortable doing that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What one person said that on a day that I didn't really feel like coming, I came anyway because I knew if I just sat and breathed, and that's what she did. She just sat in her chair and breathed and listened to my voice. People say I have a soothing voice. I hope so because that's my job, you know. Right. But I had for a while a mother who had breast cancer and just multiple diagnoses, and her grown-up daughter came with her, and her daughter knew enough yoga to she didn't use the chair, she just did her regular yoga practice. And so for people that want to do that, it's challenging for me, but I need a challenge to teach both at the same time. But it can be done. And so the persons who want the chair, it's basically because you just can't get up and down off the floor. And the last pose that we do is called Shavasana, that relaxation pose where you're lying supine on the floor.
Like my favorite.
Yes, it's everybody's favorite. You've seen the T-shirts. I came for Shavasana. I have a water bottle that says that, you know. But it's a very calming. It's literally translated corpse pose. So you're lying as still as a corpse, trying to quiet your mind. No, corpse doesn't think. And so it's a very calming place to be. But if you can't, I tell my students, if you get on the floor, you got to be able to get up off the floor. Okay. I did try to help someone off the floor one time, and that was scary for me and for her.
Right.
We can relax sitting in the chair. During our class, we sit on the very edge of the seat, use our, you know, posture, our core muscles to sit tall. For Shavasana, we just get to relax in the chair. So, but it's all done from the chair. And you know, there are options where I say to a student, you know, cross your ankle over your thigh from the seated position, but somebody's hip was just injured or that's where the cancer is. Keep your foot on the floor. Breathe. Right. Cross your ankle over your ankle. You know, there are other options.
And I'm sure if someone has some concerns, they could just call you.
I get a lot of phone calls, and that's my job is to answer my phone. That was the scary part of this interview is, oh, no, my phone.
Right.
What if somebody's calling and wants to know about a class? They'll call back.
Yes. Or just please leave a message. Yeah, she will call you back.
Yes, she will.
Yes. And you're at the yoga place. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the studio. I've never been there, but you said that it's in an old church?
Yes, the church building was formerly Haven Methodist Episcopal Church until the Methodist Church became the United Church in the late 60s. And that congregation, and it was built it's over 100 years old. I'm not going to quote the year it was built because I might be wrong about that. But I know we celebrated the centennial of the building after I started teaching there. And the congregation left because of some structural things. It was just more cost efficient to relocate their congregation. So it's still an active congregation in Hot Springs, Haven United Methodist Church. It was the art church for a while. It's gone through a couple of different transformations. Okay. That 501c3 changed and moved down the street and became Emergent Arts.
Okay.
And so the building was like just open for something, and the building owner and co-owner at the time just asked me to come and begin a yoga studio. So it's in what would have been called the sanctuary. And
it's
just
amazing.
Hardwood floors, many stained glass windows this time of year with the daylight lasting longer, the sunlight streaming into the evening class. It's just like, it's just, yeah, it's awe-inspiring.
I'm
and people walk in, as we are located in the downtown area, we get a lot of tourists in, which we love that.
Sure.
And people walk in and say, I've practiced in a lot of places, but never anywhere quite like this. It's, you just kind of walk in and you kind of just go,
yeah, I can just envision it. And it's before you get to the Whittington Park.
Exactly.
Right?
It's just before that Whittington Park where the street divides.
Okay.
I say we're the third church building on the left. St. Mary's is in the corner, then the Presbyterian Church, and we share the parking lot with the Boy Scout house there.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
It's all right there.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. To get in touch with you about information about classes, you have email, website,
so
social
much,
media.
All of that.
Okay,
that's the hardest part of where did I talk to that person? Was it on my personal email, my studio email? I have Instagram, I have Facebook, personal and business, and of course my phone, which is my connection to everything. So yes, all of those choices are great.
Right.
We do have a website too.
And what's it called? What's the name?
The website is the www.theyogaplacehs.com.
Okay.
Has to have the HS in there for Hot Springs, or it takes you to a studio, I think, in Denmark or somewhere.
Please don't sign up for classes
don't
in
go
Denmark.
Yes. Well, do go there if you're visiting there, for sure. And then the Facebook page is just The Yoga Place, and the Instagram is the same thing.
So. Okay. And the phone number?
501-681-0566.
Okay.
And I will call you back. I don't always get to answer because I teach a lot.
Right. You're in
but
class.
I call back, or I answer text messages really well, too.
All right. So you could text even if...
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can.
Yeah. There's that younger generation who loves texting.
They
and
do
then...
not love to talk on the phone.
Right. And then our older generation, we're like, just call them.
I know.
No.
I know.
Yeah. It's challenging.
It is challenging. And like we were talking about, communication is key because none of us read minds very well.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's such an important point that you're trying to make in this yoga class, especially when any yoga class, period. But this cancer class is, you need some communication on
Absolutely.
How they're feeling and
Absolutely.
To help them take care of themselves. I think they would probably know whether they can, if they get down in the floor, whether they'd be able to get up or not,
right?
So they just need to communicate
just let us
with
know.
You.
Yeah. But everybody's pretty comfortable to start in the chair, you know. It's just, and it's surprising. I remember my first chair yoga class before I was an instructor. I was just at my regular class. My instructor had just come back from a training in chair yoga, and she was hyped up about it. We're going to pull a chair out today. And I thought, really?
Right.
I was wanting a really good workout today, and I was sore the next day.
Because it's just a different...
It's a lot of strength building. Right. You have to use your core muscles to lift your legs from the chair. We do a lot of strengthening from the chair.
And I think sometimes when you think of strengthening exercises, you're like, oh, lifting weights. And But in reality, yoga is incredibly... just our own physical, using our body.
Exactly.
Right,
you're resisting your own body weight. And it's a great workout to counter anything like the weightlifting, which is awesome. Don't stop anything you're doing, but come to yoga to stretch those muscles that you've, built up so huge and tight. Let them get a little more flexible so you're not so prone to injury.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good point, I believe you said you had some... comments or reviews from are these cancer patients or caregivers?
Well, I have a couple of notes that I brought. One is from a cancer survivor, and one is from the spouse of a not cancer survivor. She came as his caregiver until he was too ill to come, and then he did die.
Okay.
So the first is from a woman. She says that she was a triple negative breast cancer survivor. And the ordeal of having two surgeries close together and then a year of chemo and radiation therapy took a heavy toll on her body as well as her mind. And then she said, implementing yoga was instrumental in helping me gain strength, balance, stamina, and overall peace of mind. I think I spent all of my life prior to cancer and yoga holding my breath half the time. And on a side now, I remember her saying after her first class, she said, I think I breathed more this hour than I usually do in a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really surprising to people, how little we breathe shallowly.
Those deep breaths.
Or we find ourselves holding our breath.
Mm-hmm.
She went on to say, she went back to work. She got better. I still practice yoga regularly because of the benefits to my overall health. And she says, sharing the experience with others who've had traveled down the same path and encountered the same obstacles to regaining their health was one of the primary benefits, which is something you alluded to earlier.
Absolutely. And then
you're not alone. And you just don't know who you can talk to. And, you know, sometimes I'll have to kind of let them. It's part of their therapy is that. So I just let them kind of talk. And when y'all are ready now, let's sit up and breathe. But
that socialization is
huge.
An important part of what they're
somebody
doing.
Somebody that's been down the road, I'm going down right now.
Yep, absolutely.
They know, they get it. Or what drug did you use for that? This
absolutely.
Is the one that helped me. You know, let me talk to my oncologist. Maybe that's the one that would help me better. And then the others from, she became a very dear friend of mine, and we still stay in touch. But after her husband died, she moved away to where her children live. But her husband was a golfer, runner, cyclist, hiker, loved kayaking, just an all-around athlete, and he loved life. When he was diagnosed with a glioblastoma, which is the worst kind of brain cancer you can get, she said, we were devastated, of course. Our home was surrounded with medals and everything athletic. He was the picture of health. So when we learned of the Yoga for Cancer patient and caregiver class, we joined right away. He loved that he was getting some kind of exercise. And as a couple, the class gave us the best together time, an hour that we could think about anything besides test results, doctor appointments, end of life decisions.
That's amazing.
It was a very peaceful hour, she said. As a full-time caregiver, I enjoyed the fellowship with the other cancer patients and their caregivers, and I gained so much insight and encouragement from the class. When Danny did not feel like going to class, I know we both missed out of that special time. My hope is that more people will try, join, and reap the great benefits of that special time spent with your partner. Yoga gained from me a believer in the healing power as I grieve and heal from the loss of my soulmate. That's 4 years old, you know. Well, that was 2016. That's older than that.
Right.
Yeah.
This work is hard.
It's hard.
But worth it.
It's so worth it. I mean, yeah. So many classes I have to hold it together. I can cry when they leave.
Yeah. And I'm sure you have some that cry there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right. And that's true of absolutely every yoga class.
Yes. I've had that experience.
As a new student to yoga, it surprised me. I thought, I'm doing pretty good today. Where did that come from? And my instructor explained to me, it's just, you don't know what you're holding in until you're allowed to let it go, you know.
I love that. Absolutely. Yeah. So, again, the cancer patient and caregiver group is free of charge,
right? It is.
Right?
And let's talk about when it is. We haven't said that. Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 10:45 a.m.
Okay.
And it's absolutely free. And all you have to do is walk in the door.
We had already talked about all the places you're available on Facebook, email, phone call.
Phone
Let's
number.
Do your phone number one more time.
501-681-0566.
Okay.
And we do have it. We're upstairs on the second floor of the building, but there is a ramp to get up in case you want that.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you, Karen
Reeves
from the Yoga Place.
Thank you so much, Victoria, for the chance to do this.
It's
fun having a conversation with you.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs. Tune in next Friday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy. Look for new episodes every Friday on hotsr.com/podcast.